A Mineralized Gardens podcast by John Frank. Subject: True Health Comes from Nutrition.
Welcome to Mineralized Gardens. The premise of this website is really simple. True health comes from nutrition, and that nutrition always starts from the soil and works its way up the food chain. The complexity of healthcare so often overlooks the simple solution right under our feet in favor of patented and lucrative non-solutions. Soil is the birthplace of nutrition. Soil, when endowed with the full spectrum of minerals and combined with active biology, will produce foods of such high nutritional density that only one word can properly describe their function on human health: therapeutic. Today we are facing a major breakdown in our national health. Simple observation in public show how out of proportion we are. More and more Americans are becoming grossly overweight. A recent stroll through downtown Paris provided a stark contrast. No fat people, except an occasional tourist, mostly Americans. Perhaps more sinister than physical obesity is a catastrophic rise in mental illness. More than 1 out of 10 Americans are on antidepressants. Antidepressants are the leading prescriptions from the medical industry, with some 118 million prescriptions given every year. Even worse is the rise in psychotic drugs prescribed along with antidepressants. Think Virginia Tech. People are losing their health. When physical and mental health is compromised, what is the typical response? For many, it is making sure they have medical coverage. Sad to say, but getting medical coverage does not mean people are getting health. What is beneath all these problems? What are the underlying causes? The culprit is none other than toxic agriculture. Toxic agriculture promotes corporate profit above all. Instead of asking if a new cultural practice squares well with biology in all its many forms, agribusiness simply asks, is it profitable? This profit mentality has given rise to all sorts of patented non-solutions. Unfortunately, many of these are also quite toxic. From this philosophy has come increased use of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and excessive use of salt fertilizers. It's getting worse fast. The cumulative results from these toxic practices are degraded soils, unhealthy plants, low-quality foods, and ultimately, a population desperately in need of real nutrition. Let me be very clear. The pharmaceutical industry / medical establishment did not create the initial problems leading to our faltering national health. That dubious distinction belongs to toxic agriculture. The results stemming from toxic agriculture are fueling tremendous pharmaceutical and medical profits. If you are like me, I'm sure you don't want to end up as some statistic helping to make pharmaceutical companies filthy rich. Here's the bottom line. Food produced by toxic agriculture cannot sustain true health, much less build it. Our faltering national health is the result of wrong thinking and minerally deficient soils. So what is the solution? Here is an important quote to ponder. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Albert Einstein. The solution is to change our thinking and actions. The obvious thing we must do first is change the way we are thinking. Specifically, we must quit thinking that all we have to do is keep on doing what we've always done and everything will turn out fine eventually. Wrong! That thinking leads only to what is so common around us: inflammation, hypertension, physical degeneration, cancer, obesity, and mental illness. Need I go on? These problems are so ubiquitous, no family is untouched. In fact, I seriously doubt you could go a single week without hearing about someone you know with a major health problem. Foods grown within the realm of toxic agriculture do not build health. Once we understand the full consequences that proceed from eating the wrong foods, the solution becomes immediately clear. The simple solution is to change our food supply so that it comes from fully mineralized soil. The immediate question this brings up is how? How can we suddenly divorce ourselves from the ever-present grocery store? Before answering this, I again want to go back to changing the way we think. Here is a fundamental question. Who is ultimately responsible for your health? Many people answer that by referring to their doctor or health care provider. This kind of thinking is what got us into our predicament, not what will solve our problem. The only person ultimately responsible for your health is you. You determine the cause and effects that impact your health. No one else has that power. Back to the thorny question. How do we change where our food supply comes from? Grow your own. Imagine a baseball diamond with its four bases. First base on changing our food supply is to grow your own foods in a mineralized garden. Second base is to share and exchange with others doing the same. Third base is to work toward a mineralized standard with market gardeners and retail outlets. Fourth base, home free, is to apply the same quality standards to other food industries, such as grains, dairy, and meat production. Getting to first base is the easiest and quickest way to changing your food supply and the primary focal point of this article. It is also the only area that you have full control of. All other bases depend on working with other people. As others in your local community start their own mineralized garden, your exchanging with them will greatly expand the scope of mineralized fruits and vegetables in your diet and theirs. Third and fourth bases are vitally important, but will only happen once the message of eating mineralized foods has gained some traction. In today's interconnected world, this could happen quite rapidly once the ball is rolling. Health benefits really add up. What are the benefits of eating an ever-increasing proportion of foods from your own mineralized garden? Real nutrition. Increased health. Foods with outstanding flavor. More energy. Improved mental health. Better aptitude. Reduced need for prescription drugs. Big savings here. Reduced need for nutrition in a bottle. Even more savings. Time for reflection. There are many intangible benefits of growing a mineralized garden. The pure joy of taking a soil incapable of producing quality food and turning it completely around is a jubilation that most people have never tasted. Pun most definitely intended. Gardening with your children is another joy well worth the time spent. It also predisposes children who want to eat the vegetables they help to plant, water, weed, and harvest. Another intangible benefit to growing a mineralized garden is that you set yourself up to bless other people with a true labor of love by giving them produce from your garden. This many times sets off a chain reaction of blessings coming back to you, often in tangible ways. Time for action. Think about this. If we labor diligently and gain great wealth, but lose our health in the process, what have we gained? Buying medical care sure doesn't get your health back. All Medicare has to offer is drugs and surgery. Whoopee! Instead, why not take the action today that will get you to the first base on the path to mineralized foods?